3DO.
Seven weeks have passed since we set sail from Enroth. Slaves freed from our skirmishes with Regnan fleets talk of the turmoil in Arathia. I suspect their stories are true, but I must see the evidence with my own eyes. The ocean tides were kind enough to bury the fallen on its shores. However, the smoking ruins of Cloudfire greeted us with nothing but destruction and the stench of death. With no survivors, only the battlefield could tell me what happened here. Despite the breath of devastation, the presence of Minotaurs suggest a raiding party. However, the ranks were too well organized. This is the work of the Dungeon Overlords. Evidently, the wizards were prepared, but overrun nevertheless. These atrocities rend my heart and fuel my anger. Arathia's banner must be respected, never disgraced. Think of my beloved Roland and my son Nikolai, and how much further this war will carry me from them. But my duty is clear. My father's kingdom must survive. Arathia must not fall to its enemies.
All right. Well, so that was intro to Heroes of Might and Magic 3, which I have been working on for the past couple of days. I think it's actually exactly a week, or it will be exactly a week since midnight. I'm going to turn my speech on. I'm going to slow it down a little bit, and I'm going to professionally check my messages. And there is nothing important. So, obviously not every single element of this game is yet complete in terms of modding, but I figured I should show off what we do have, which is actually quite a bit. Also, this music is really good. So how am I doing this? There's an open source engine called VCMI. Don't ask me what it stands for, because I can't tell you. I need to find a way to turn it down. Sorry, I need to get distracted. Anyways, yes, so there's an open source engine called VCMI that re-implements the original engine this game ran on. And so I took it and I ran, I've been adding some accessibility stuff to it. We get stuff like this. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, credits is not accessible. And I broke the game because there's no way to escape out of the credits dialogue. Fantastic! Sorry again. I get a warning. You won't, hopefully, about some mods being missing. That's because I'm running from source. But like, you can go view your high scores. Should be able to. Well, This is going real well. Yeah, so you can start a new game, load a save game. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna play through the tutorial, and I will talk through how this game works. And obviously we have play a single scenario. This is a lot of scenarios, so like, it's awesome. So yeah, scenarios are like what the name implies. Multiplayer single scenarios. Oh, when did they make this successful? Okay. Well, there's also campaigns, Shadow of Death, Restoration of Erathia, which is where majority of people start. Armageddon's Blade, which is really hard. There's custom. Back button's not labeled. That's awesome. What we're gonna play is... That is awesome. I don't know why it crashed. Professionalism. I need to... hopefully, by the time you get this, this will be fixed. Yes. Critical issue found because I'm running from source game. Okay. Okay, and I'm sure I'm gonna turn this game down. That's better. Okay, so we have this giant interface. That's our hero. We can go look at him. Cool. That doesn't matter. Attack status is 2. So there's a bunch of stuff here. I will explain how the combat works, because the combat is a little bit special. Heroes Army. Anyways, we can close this. And we also have towns, which we'll go to in a second, because we actually need to. Also have resources. I'm using left arrows to view them. That's actually pretty good. 20,000 gold. So basically what I'm typing through is showing some interface. So like the kingdom overview just shows you what you got. But the main portion of the game is on this adventure map. As you can probably guess, the way you move, or it costs you to move, movement points. And the game takes place in turns, and that is going to become very important in campaigns. Not so important here, because we're in a tutorial. But if we were actually playing campaigns, the AI gets very brutal, and one wrong step and you die. Incidentally, this is very close to how game, or like, this is essentially what I think Tactical Battle took a lot of its inspiration from. Where Tactical Battle kept it all on grids. We will see in a moment that we are on a grid right now, but when we go into combat, it will be on a hex grid. Hex grids are weird, and we'll talk about them, but we can see our landmarks. Cool. So I'm probably gonna go grab that treasure chest. And I'm gonna press. Well, I'm not gonna press that. I was gonna say I'm gonna go southeast, but I'm not. I'm gonna go east with L. And it reads out exits and how much movement I have. Uh, Yay! Now I'm gonna choose to level up, and I know for a fact that there is a... well, it just says 1,000. I'm gonna figure out how to improve that, but I'm gonna select that. I'm going to say advanced leadership. I'm gonna click on attack. Paladin is essentially what we control in combat. Cool. So, I want to grab that sawmill. And the reason why I want to do that is because it will provide us with some resources, which we need to build stuff in towns. There's a bug which I don't know how to fix, but like if you're next to a structure, it won't tell you the exit of this the exit to the structure is valid. So for example, I was south of this sawmill and it didn't tell me that there was an available exit north. It's just some kinks that I'm working out. This one has proven to be very hard to fix for reasons that I'm not gonna get into. Yay, we got some sawmill. Now, apparently, if I walk back, I'm not gonna do that. If I revisit the structure, I can drop off troops here, because later on what happens is apparently AI goes and attacks our structures. Ore pit, 3 tiles southeast. I might not... Okay, so what I just did was I used a cursor, which I'm moving with JLI. Is this comma? I think this is comma. JLI ZXCVBNM. Yeah, this is comma. I'm sorry. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Basically, I'm using not the arrow keys because I can't, because you can actually move in the 8 cardinal directions. So I had to get creative with how to map them. Normally, you'd map them to a number pad, but lol, if you don't have a desktop keyboard like me, you have to make do with it. Hooray! I gained control of an open. Anyways, I'm using a cursor, and if you go... and if you go and you press Control Enter, after moving your cursor, you can still currently says selected Lord Heart. It shouldn't. You can press Control Enter and then I press M to move there automatically. And it's useful because it just pathfinds for you, and this is available to every single player, not just us. Anyways, we're in town now. This is like a whole different mechanic. And the same thing, so we have a garrison, which is the troops that stay and defend your town, because again, your AI can go and attack your town and they can go and siege it. And then we have our heroes army, which is very puny. So let's go here. Yes. We're gonna have to redo this really quick. I never used magic, so I only am now seeing some problems with it. Yes, sound. Let's... let's... here... Get to where we're at now. Oh shit, I forgot to grab the treasure chest. Well, I can grab it. It's not that big of a deal. It's fine. We might not be able to level up though. So we're gonna stay away from the Mage Guild right now. we're going to go. And we're gonna build a. And you can only build one building per day. Cannot build today. Yeah. I guess you can go to marketplace. So when I tab, the first panel is me. The second panel is what they offer. And then there's a slider which is currently not functioning because I have not selected anything. You can also change the market modes. I have not seen this come up yet because I'm not that far into the game, but apparently later on you could like hire mercenaries or freelancers or whatever they are. I guess that's the only disadvantage. I just built a ballista. That's pretty awesome. Okay. So, I'm gonna sit in this town because it's a little quieter than the map. How do you win? You win by defeating enemy heroes and figuring out where the Grail is. The Grail is like the Holy Grail. P key does not work in the map, but it works here. So I just opened up my puzzle map and it says 048 obelisk pieces discovered, so we have to keep playing to find out where this stuff is. I'm gonna go and see if I can't. Okay. Well, that was day two. Oh, you know what? Oh, thank God. Okay. Perfect. Now you're not always gonna get the same skills. I'm gonna learn this. Yes. Okay. I forgot to go and actually hire creatures. Because the way you get army is either you find them on the map, which you're not going to find up here, or you go and recruit them. So let's go recruit. Bye. Okay. I'm gonna check if I actually have my ballista. Oh, I do. That's pretty sick. Okay. I have not done that. Okay, so now we are supposed to walk around the map and find shit. Because we just bought all of our creatures. The creatures are generated at the end of the week. You can kind of hear the sawmill. Ooh, Fountain of Youth! I'm pressing K key for landmarks, by the way. You can hear that's kind of what it sounds like, the Fountain of Youth. Yay, we got some movement points. Cool. So I'm just walking east. Griffin Tower. I want every single Pikmin. Okay, Oh, okay, so subterranean gates are a little bit special. They take, so we're currently on the surface. What they do is they are, think of them as like waypoints between maps almost. So they will take us underground, where usually we can go and fight stuff. So I'm gonna make my way over. Shit, and I'm gonna run out of movement. This is bad. Oh my god. Okay. And I just stepped on it, and now I'm in a subterranean gate. Cool! And now you can hear. Well, first of all, the little wind sound is the subterranean gate itself. And then the music changed. It takes a while to change. I never noticed that. We got a bunch of shit. So let's go find it. Let's go pick up this. Let's go pick up this flail. Yeah, we're gonna fight him. All right. Okay, so we're on a 17, I believe it's 17 by 11 hex grid. I'm not gonna really explain too much what a hex grid is for the purposes, because I think it's just easier to play with rather than hear confusing verbal description. But basically, you can never move straight up and down. You can only move left, right, up into the left, up into the right, down to the left, and down to the right. So that's the reason why it's hex. It's six directions. And depending on what row you're on, moving up into the left or down into the left might keep you in the same row, might keep you in the same column or not. But again, it's easier to just play with rather than hear me explain it 20 times. So we're on the battlefield. You can use A, D, Q, E, Z, C keys. I'm sorry again. I did my best at the key map, is okay? And you just heard 8-6 fly griffins here, which is what the players would also see when they hover their mouse over the tiles. This game is originally was very much mouse based. There was very few keyboard controls. You can go to units. 2, 3, 13 Pikemen, 1 Ballista, 1. Yep, so, and we can view info. Retaliation just means if you get hit. If you get hit, you can go punch him back one time per round. Well, they can do it two times. Anyways, you can also go to your enemy units. They don't seem to have any special abilities. That or my code is broken. Just press and enter on them. You can press F1, F2, etc. And I believe VCMI shows this to everybody, so we're not cheating. Press enter. I'm gonna remove that. Okay. So you can press T to see whose turn is it. Apparently it's 10 Griffin's turn, not just Griffin's, but 10. I guess what we should talk about is how the combat works. So you have certain stacks of your units. So for us, it's 13 pikemen, and they're all on this hex, on the 2-3 hex. When they take damage, they will take damage linearly, meaning that the first pikeman will take as much damage as it can, and then the second pikeman will, and then the third, and I will keep going until the damage is exhausted or the pikeman, like all the stack, is dead. It is impossible to control individual pikemen. So So when you say attack, everybody goes and gives them a big ol' smack. And your hero never participates in combat. I guess they can cast spells, but they can't participate because, well, actually they can in the fourth game, not the third. Like I said, I haven't gotten a chance to do much spellcasting, so it's probably not accessible. Archers are a little special because they can shoot anywhere at the units. So yeah, let's go actually and fight them. I'm gonna fly. Oops. Well, I made them wait. Fine. Oh, and I guess you can see who's coming up next. Okay. I'm making you walk up here. Alright, my griffin's turn. Yes, and this turn queue will update because as you clearly saw, griffins can wait, and if I try to wait again, I will fail. It's very sad. So let me... I can't? Oh, well, actually I can. 12, can I not fly? I can make him fly here. My griffins. So we just took some damage. Ow. Okay. So we just won. And we got an artifact. We got the Greater Flail. I need to check if you can actually see the descriptions. So that's how combat works. Okay. So. Sign. Okay, so this just essentially tells me that I can flag all these mines. Hooray! Really? Perfect. Now, you don't have to be in your town. I just took down my town to return to it and to stuff, which is awesome! Because we want to build... cannot afford for it. Well, I'm just gonna build a fort. Apparently not. Okay, so we have to claim this crystal cavern, if I recall correctly. We're gonna go and enter first. Cannot build today. Yeah. Okay. So we just build a fort. Mainly because I want to build a griffin tower. Which apparently needs a fort. Hooray! Alright, now we're gonna go south. Where's the game? Helpfully tells us. Ooh, subterranean gate. Okay, so this is what I was talking about. So subterranean gates just took you to like this underground area, which in turn causes or like unlocks other potential sources of travel. Am I out of movement? Lava. So we have been transported to a new map, and we get a war machine factory. Let's go visit it, if we can actually. Would I like to purchase war machines? Yes. Okay, no ballistas? So ammo card, if you're near an ammo card, you get unlimited shots, which is important for things like, for people like archers. Let's go to this start access. This being lava just means I take more movement to do great! Except I can't cast any spells. Alright, this town is kind of scary. It's neutral, which means that when we go up to it, we'll okay, well, as you can clearly see, we're about to go throw on some smack. We're about to go siege a town, which is what AI can do to you. Alright. We are in combat. So, we have archdevils. Oh god. Can I not? Oh shit, I forgot. Okay, well. It's fine. Can I open these? Basically, these are OP. You do not get these during regular campaigns. This is just a story. Okay. Whose turn is it? Yeah, it's turn Griffin's. I'm gonna fly them here, I think. Okay. Okay, maybe not. The gods do 30 damage to whom? I'm gonna Okay, well, so the way I did that was I just pressed enter, and the enter key is context sensitive, which is how it works in a regular game. When you click on a tile, like empty hexes, your things will move to them. And I'm sorry, I'm about to go drink tea. Alright. Yes, so as I was saying, the enter key is sensitive, or context sensitive. This is not tactical battle where I can just select, move, attack. I tried to do that, and what I realized is that the game really does not like that. You can interpose your own UI, but I'm like, why do that, right? So, 13 Pikemen. They kind of can't do anything. I guess my archer's turn. Okay. That's fantastic. Oh yeah. Okay, my ballista's turn. I'm gonna keep him here because I'm gonna make him fly back. My archer needs his turn. I should make you snap back to he really needs to. Oh god. Well, my paladin's dead. That's not good. I'm trying to keep them out of the way. Because, as you clearly saw, these things do a lot of damage. I'm pretty sure we'd lose so hard if they didn't give us if we didn't get our trade shields, we'd be so dead. Oh, we got. Okay. And captured a town. So when you capture a town, you get very much similar. We already have an Imp Crucible. Perfect. You get similar menus. It just looks a little different. I will definitely say I just increased my imp production. Now when you buy an army, it goes to your garrison. Really? Wait, am I not in town? Oh, now I'm in town. Okay. So I just moved the creatures from my garrison. So which means that if AI were to attack my town, I would lose. But they're not gonna, so... End turn. And again. So, I wanted to do that because now we restock the features. Allows you to recruit gods. Now there's an option to split army, which is, I think, you can move partial creatures. That's also acceptable. Not acceptable. That's accessible. Okay. Without further ado, we will return to the map. And, nothing interesting. Can I leave? Oh, shipyard, let's go there. I don't have enough. I had this problem too. The first time I played this, and I did not learn my lesson. Ninewood. Okay, so I can just end turn. Now I'm pretty sure I have to re-enter the tile to do that. So I built the ship. It spawned the boat. It didn't tell me that. You just had to press K. All right, now I have boarded a boat and I'm on the water. And unfortunately, the way this game works is when you board or disembark, you have to do that. Is there anything interesting? We just landed somewhere. We have to go fight her. And there's an obelisk. Can I dodge the I can't, I don't think. Alright! As you can see, we are clearly kind of overpowered. Just a little bit. Okay. We can fly a cafeteria. What can my familiars do? That's nice. Too bad I kind of don't use it, but no. Stop. My paladin's dead. Oh, he's back! That's nice. We just found her. Okay. My pikeman's turn. I don't know if you caught that, but some creatures are more than one hex wide, like those griffins. Dang. He just... Oh, it's I see. Sure, we can move. I'm gonna defend. Seven familiars, Shoot him. Oh God! All right. And we level up. And we can. I've captured an enemy artifact, which does not matter. Right, because it's about to be over. So, we just fought him. And we're gonna go to this obelisk. Well, Cool. Now we cheat a little bit because what's happening visually is that they show you a piece of the map. For the sake of time, I just made it tell you the Grail coordinates directly. So now we have to walk back, right? Well, no, we don't, because we can go back to this town and click on it and hire a new knight. Welcome to the team, Beatrice. And now we can control two heroes. There's one in this area of the map, which is where we just fought Charna, and there's one in the where we started. So I'm gonna make a walk to here, and I'm gonna have to end turn because. After spending, or after, yeah, after they forgot the and then we, yeah, and that's how we win the game. So let's go achieve that. Click on Town Hall. Yes. I have to work on some. I have to work on some accessibility here, but and we did it, and now there's fireworks and stuff. Anyways, that is the tutorial. It is by far the easiest map in the entire game. Later maps get very much intense, where AI is just absolutely brutal. Yes. Okay. And we're back to the main menu. And so if we were to, you know, play a regular campaign, we'd start with something like Restoration of Irathia and go play, I think it's called Long Live the Queen. Correct. Long Live the Queen. No! I do not want to play this scenario. Fucking hell. Well, I guess it's another thing to figure out. Anyways, this is what has been done in a week. We can complete the tutorials. I have played some campaigns. The campaigns are very hard, so. But it's not because they're hard, because they're inaccessible, as far as I can tell. Now, of course, since I can't see, there could be some things that I'm missing. But I can't tell anymore, which is good. What I didn't get to show off, and what sometimes happens, is you can do something known as a hero exchange, where you hire a hero from, or you hire a hero like we just did, and then you make them recruit units from the town. And then you put them into their army, and then you make your two heroes meet up, and then you get this screen where you can swap artifacts, swap army units, and so this is because, you know, Lord Heart was all the way across the map. And so walking back would be miserable. But also I think later on, like, it becomes tactical to explore different portions of the map at the same time. And obviously, each hero has their own separate movement points, so your turns are going to become a little longer every single time you get a hero, because you're going to have to move him across the map and so on and so forth. Anyways, I am happy to get to receive feedback as to what worked, what didn't, in terms of interface. I kind of been making stuff as I go along here. I think the largest confusion here would be the hex grids, but as long as you can, I don't know, you can probably ask ChatGPT to explain to you what hex grid is. Just say, explain Heroes of Might and Magic hex grids to me, and it does a pretty good job, like use chess notation or something. So yep, I hope this was exciting, and that will be it.